Hey, it's good to see you. Today I want to turn your attention to the daily readings, particularly the Old Testament. There we have Moses talking to God. And God's upset because his people have turned from him. They're worshiping an idol. They have forgotten where they have come from. And God is grieved, and he tells Moses he's going to destroy the people. But Moses does something interesting. He does consider himself, but he appeals to God and God's promises and asks him to spare the people. And what happens? God listens. God listens and he spares his people. Now this strikes me because Moses, an intercessor, changed the course of history. Okay, so how does this relate to today? Well, here's a question. Do you think God is grieved? Do you think he's grieved by what he sees in the world, by what he sees in his church, the Catholic Church? Do you think he's grieved? This is just my opinion, but I think there's a great diabolical disorientation that is manifesting itself in blatant ways unlike ever before now. And I think like Moses, we can do something about it. Except Moses, just an intercessor, yes. He'd found, in some ways, favors with God. But think about this. How much more can Our Lady change the course of history? And so this leads us now to, I think, Cardinal Burke's invitation, a worldwide call to prayer. So I'd like to share with you a video that Janelle and I never released, and it's on Cardinal Burke's novena. And the reason why we never released it was because we couldn't work it into the video schedule, but I was able to work it in today. It's right after I'm done talking here, but keep in mind, we recorded this video before Cardinal Burke's start date of March 12th. And so keep that in mind. And you might be thinking, well, can I still join the novena even though it's now after March 12th? Yes. You got 9 months ahead of you. It's a 9-month novena. You got a lot of time. Join the worldwide movement of prayer to return to Our Lady, asking her to intercede and win great grace for us in this critical hour. So with that, here's Janelle and I's thoughts on Cardinal Burke's novena.
So this is actually timely because is the beginning of a 9-month novena by Cardinal Burke. He wrote a prayer because in 9 months from tomorrow, it's the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, which is December 12th. And basically, he sees, Cardinal Burke, that the world is in, some difficulties because of sin and the sin of humanity. And we need the help of Our Lady to come and intercede for the people so that, God's will prevails. We know that Jesus is victorious, but at the same time, there's tons of suffering going on, right? And I thought this was interesting because Father Gabriel says that there's a direct correlation between how sinful humanity is and the amount of suffering that's happening. And I think we see a lot of suffering happening around us.
Yeah. So part of this is a little, again, mysterious. Can we say this suffering is happening because of this sin? Not necessarily, but we can't get away from the fact that in Scripture, God chastises those he loves. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to understand, but we do see a great darkness within the world, a great diabolical disorientation, great confusion within the church. Our shepherds in some areas of the world have really gone astray. There's a real lack of leadership within the church in different parts, and this is causing a great harm. So I think what Cardinal Burke is doing is fantastic. We are going to be putting out his prayer for you on this channel so that you can start praying along with us, I believe, starting on. So we'll be putting that out. So that's something that's on your heart. You can identify with this need. Then let's join Cardinal Burke and so many thousands of others in this novena. I do think that Our Lady of Guadalupe is kind of relevant. I mean, she's appeared here in North America, and she also appeared at a time where there was great darkness amongst those people, where human sacrifices were normal. Did you know human sacrifices are normal now? They don't happen on an altar. They happen on the altars of operating tables. Without a thought of, this is wrong. We have people ending their life through killing the innocent of life in the womb of a mother. Such a terrible evil. It's no wonder that Our Lady of Guadalupe is relevant to this time. And so I think we have nothing to lose and everything to gain by joining in this novena.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow we'll be releasing that prayer so you can pray along with everyone doing this novena. We want to thank you for watching. Please share with us below what stood out to you and why. And I'll see you tomorrow.